I was named after my father, Oliver Everett Eldridge. My mother was Almira Kenny, a wonderful woman. How I loved her. I was 21 when she died. Almost broke my heart. There is no love in the world equal to the love of a good woman. I remember one day when I was 9 and on my way to her from my first real trip away. I had been hired as a cook for 8 men. Oh, how homesick I was for my mother. I was only a little fella. I am now an old man, 90 in July if I live, only 2 older than I am now in town. We were a large, loving family. I had 5 brothers and 2 sisters. We all had to work. Everyone worked in those days. One thing we always had, though, was a surplus of love. We all attended school, but I didn't go much. I learned by experience at sea, except navigation. My father taught me that. That was my trade. I was a ship's caulker when he was on land. Left school entirely when I was 11. Ran away and went with my uncle 1 or 2 mackereling trips on this coast. Yes, went to sea regularly from that time on. Next adventure, I run off and went aboard a sloop carrying fish down to New York. I was a little fellow, only 1 suit. You see, I had to get work, had to get it to live. I was mate at 18 and master at 21. I shipped on the Ike Marvin, a 2-masted man-killer, they used to call them. Heavy work hauling those great sails. Captain, 2 mates, and 4 men before the mast. I went to the Banks until I was about 20. Then for 4 or 5 years, cruising to West Indies and back to the Banks again. I was captain on the J.W. Nickerson until I traded her off for the schooner Racine. After that, I was on the schooner Telegraph. Yes, the men on those ships lived principally on rum. After that, we went cruising to the West Indies on the Ike Marvin, and amongst the cargo was about 20 ton of ice. It was the first ice ever I known taken to the West Indies. We ran a general cargo. We laid in Ponce, Puerto Rico, all 1 winter. In the spring, we went down to Azores and loaded sugar and molasses. Then from there to St. Thomas. I never had any trouble with my crews, never put a man in irons in my life. And we had all kinds, naturally, too, had, of course, to lick some of them. You had to have discipline quick, right off when you ordered it. It was a word and a blow. I was 21 when I was married. My wife had 9 children. We lost 2 close together, oldest son and youngest daughter. Lost 1 stillborn. Yes, I know what it is to lose. The world is a sad place, after all. My father fetched the Marine Railway over from Nantucket. Ran it for years at Stage Harbor. Brought big vessels up on it then, 75 to 100 ton. The harbor was full of big ships. I bought my father out when I was 37, left sea to tend it. It was then I moved to Chatham. Bought the old house I was born in Harwich, and brought it to Chatham. Yes, I lived in it most of my life, there and here. After that, fishing got poor, fell off. So I sold out and was selectman for 12 years. Yes, in those days you didn't have the luxuries they have now. Life was harder, I know. I was elected trustee of the Cape Cod 5-cent savings bank in 1895. Elected to the investing board sometime in 1900, elected president in 1912, which office I still hold now. I always wear a rose, always one in my buttonhole. I say there's nothing like a rose for beauty. The 2 most beautiful things in the world are a woman and a rose, both lovely things.